It takes a lifetime to build a good reputation. It can take just one moment in time to destroy that and leave those on the wrong end of an allegation looking for ways to reclaim their good name. And that may be what some good people are facing this morning as they found themselves named as unindicted conspirators in what's being known as the fake elector scheme. Those electors who weren't real electors but tried to pass themselves off as the real deal to give Donald Trump the election in 2020. Who are these people that have been now somewhat tangentially associated with those involved in the scheme? People like Laura Cox, the former chair of the state party, Tom Leonard, the former state House Speaker, who are crying foul big time. And among those coming to their defense is Nolan Finley, editorial page editor for the Detroit News. Nolan, good morning.
Good morning, Guy, Jamie, Lloyd.
So
good to be with you.
This came out Thursday as an investigator for the AG's office just began naming names to the surprise of everybody in the courtroom, suggesting that this conspiracy was much more sprawling than we believed it to be, or not.
Yeah. Excuse me. It was a very, very reckless and seemingly vindictive episode where he started throwing out names, Tom Leonard, Laura Cox, Stu Sandler. Most of them had no idea they were under investigation and may not have been. Laura Cox, for goodness sakes, testified for the state in this, a friendly witness, and was thanked, she says, was thanked for her cooperation and for her help, and told she was not, had not done anything wrong. And yet her name pops up in court. Tom Leonard, now his wife is also named as a co-conspirator, unindicted co-conspirator. Nobody has suggested anything specific that Tom Leonard did. He had not been contacted either. Said he didn't know what he had done. And, you know, so you get your name thrown out there in one of the most notorious criminal cases we've seen. You know, the charges are, trying to undo the results of an election. That's not something you want to be tagged with. And yet here they are, and no way really in court to clear their name because they're not charged. And so it's sitting out there as if they were, you know, Donald Trump or Rudy Giuliani, for God's sake.
They don't get a hearing.
They don't. And, it seems a little vindictive. They were all Tom Leonard. Ran against Dana Nessel and is a sort of the guy everybody mentions when you start talking about future candidates in Michigan. Laura Cox, of course, ran the state party, and Stu Sandler's been a Republican operative, and it just looked like, okay, here's a chance to smear a whole lot of people
right. All
at once and not have to justify it.
Nolan, Peter Meyer has dropped out of the race for U.S. Senate. He says the hard reality is that fundamentals of the race have changed significantly since we launched this campaign. Is it about funds? Is that ultimately what it was?
Well, it's about funds. He wasn't polling well either. It's better for Republicans if this race narrows up so they don't beat each other to death during the primary and face then a very strong and well-funded Alyssa Slotkin in the fall, assuming she gets the Democratic nomination. So I think with the endorsement of Donald Trump of Mike Rogers, Republicans have pretty much rallied around him. Mm-hmm. And, Peter Meyer didn't have much support amongst that crowd.
Nolan, what's the latest with the SOAR fund?
Well, I think there, you saw over the weekend we had the story about, Chad had a story about the governor saying that's where her priorities are going to be, attract a business to the state, But here you go once again, it's easy to say something's a priority. Look at your actions over the last year. They have not exactly created a business-friendly environment in Michigan. You know, with the repeal of the right to work law and all of the pro-union legislating they did, you know, it's no wonder they're having to pay $250,000 per job to attract employers to Michigan. I mean, they've really destroyed the fundamentals of the business environment here. And now, you know, they think they're going to fix it by pouring taxpayer subsidies into these projects.
The Fed is going to meet open meeting to determine whether or not to cut interest rates. I don't think there's any hope on Wall Street anymore that that's going to happen in the next few months.
No.
Based on the behavior of investors, we saw the GDP come out a rather anemic 1.6%. You bring up, which I think is an interesting point, that we're hearing a word that we haven't heard in a long, long time.
Stagflation. Yeah, you've got slow growth and higher interest rates. The higher interest rates have not worked to bring down inflation. This is a very, very risky time for the economy, and yet President Joe Biden can't or won't acknowledge it, do anything about it, because, you know, to do so would be to admit that Bidenomics isn't working as well as he's been saying on the campaign trail. I mean, the things he's saying on the campaign trail are wholly refuted by these every economic report that comes out. We're not doing well, and, you know, and yet continues to spend, and he continues to pretend that we're in boom times. We're not.
Nolan, good planning and execution turns into a positive and fulfilling NFL draft in Detroit. You got to be pleased.
Boy, when was the last time you saw something go this well? Not just in Detroit, but anywhere.
Sadly,
I mean, this is a very difficult event to pull off. It could have gone wrong in so many different ways, and it went right in every way. It appears people seem to have a big time, set attendance records. You didn't hear a whole lot of people grousing or complaining. I think Detroit did extraordinarily well in this. So, you know, hats off to the people who planned it and executed it. Did a terrific job.
What do you think the biggest difference maker was here? Because we've seen some of the most well-intended strategies go sideways quickly.
Yeah.
Is this about just more effective policing?
I think it was about great planning. You know, yeah, I mean, the police played this just right. They weren't heavy-handed. They were treating people like guests, not like problems. And so, you know, but from top to bottom, from, you know, the every aspect of the planning of this seems to have come off really, really well.
Well, the national media was saying great things about Detroit, that this is the place to come, live, work, and play. And it seemed like people liked it and may do that, just that.
Well, they may. I mean, it's all, I mean, that was the intent. You don't do these things just because, oh, it's a big party, let's have some fun. You're trying to expose your city to a new audience, and I don't know how that could have worked any better.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine how we could improve upon it. And I hope it's just not the zenith. I just don't know where we go from here unless it is just a lot of big, successful conventions and conferences and things like that going down, you know, over the next couple of years, and maybe an all-star game. But, boy, it's going to be hard to top this.
It will. I mean, yeah, but, you know, you've proved you can do it. And so you've also demonstrated yourself as a place that, you know, you don't have to be Las Vegas or Orlando or Phoenix or
Miami
or any of the other places that usually get these things. You know, as long as you do it, you don't do it in January here. it's a pretty great place to come do something. And I mean, how lucky did we get with the weather over those 3 days?
We sure did, and we'd like to thank you for that, Nolan, because we know that was your department.
Anytime.
Nolan, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.